Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. This morning I want to discuss some key corn planting considerations, including planting depth, drought-tolerant hybrids, and mixing hybrids within a field. All three areas of corn considerations will reference Dr. Peter Thomason's recently published corn newsletter articles. Many Northwest Ohio farms were completed with corn planting last year at this time, but as many of you know, this year has allowed us to continue our corn planting considerations much later into spring. The first consideration that can be made right up to planting day is planting depth. Historically, the suggested corn planting depths in Ohio are 1.5 to 2 inches below the surface of the soil. In research conducted in 10 research plots in Ohio in 2011 and 2012, several popular corn hybrids were planted at a half inch, 1.5 inches, and 2.5 inches to evaluate planting depth on yield. In 2012, the 2.5-inch depth was increased to 3 inches. In both years, the deepest planting out-yielded the shallowest planting 80 to 90% of the time, while the middle depth of 1.5 inches typically yielded higher than both. The lower yields of the shallower planted hybrids were associated with a reduced final stand and a greater percentage of late emerging or runt type plants. Although yield differences were present among different hybrid maturities, all of the hybrids responded similarly to varying plant depths, according to Dr. Thomason. Results of the evaluation support current recommendations to avoid planting shallower than 1.5 inches. There was no evidence that a yield response to planting depth was affected by hybrid. Of course, with regard to the depth, the later in the season and the hotter and drier the climate, the deeper you will need to plant your corn. The second consideration researched by Dr. Thomason's team was yield impact made by new drought-tolerant hybrids. Several major seed companies have recently introduced corn hybrids that specifically target enhanced drought tolerance. Optimum Aquamax hybrids from DuPont Pioneer and AgriSure Artisan hybrids from Syngenta were commercially available in 2012. In 2013, Monsanto is conducting a stewarded commercial introduction of Genuity Drought Guard hybrids in several western Corn Belt states. In 2012, Dr. Thomason's research staff initiated a study to determine if one company's drought tolerance hybrids differ in their response to plant population and planting date as compared to drought susceptible hybrids. Of course, most of us know that 2012 was the warmest year on record in Ohio, and the summer was one of the hottest and driest. However, the impact of drought and heat varied considerably across the state. These conditions provided us at Ohio State Extension an opportunity to assess the response of new drought-tolerant hybrids to varying levels of stress. Preliminary results on drought-tolerant hybrids indicated that the grain yield of each hybrid had a similar response to plant population at each site. They were planted at varying plant populations, but differed due to planting date at each location. At the Northwest Ohio location, for the early planting date, or May 3rd, which was subjected to the greatest drought stress, the drought-tolerant hybrids out-yielded the drought-susceptible hybrids by 8 to 10 bushels per acre, or about 5% averaged across all plant populations. At the other locations throughout Ohio and Southwest and Worcester, where drought stress was more limited, the drought-tolerant hybrids generally yielded more or about the same as the drought-susceptible hybrids. Something to consider for this year. Another consideration, and then a final one for this morning, for corn planting, may be mixing hybrids within a field. Most farmers already plant a mix of varieties and maturities across a farm to vary pollination and harvest date, but mixing hybrids within a field may also have some advantages if it can be accommodated at planting. According to Dr. Thomason, three advantages are cited to support mixing hybrids within a field. 1. Planting mixtures of hybrids with different maturities or flowering dates in the same field lengthens the period of pollen availability, thereby decreasing the risk of poor pollination. 2. Planting mixtures of hybrids reduces weather and soil-related variation risk. And 3. Mixtures promote cross-pollination, resulting in larger kernels and sometimes higher grain protein. There may also be various management issues to consider when planting hybrid mixtures. For example, selecting the appropriate hybrids to mix within a field and mixing seed at planting, and differences in grain moisture content at harvest. Nevertheless, with advances in precision ag technologies, the concept of mixing hybrids within fields is receiving more attention. Some seed company agronomists propose varying hybrids and seeding rates within a field in accordance with varying soil conditions and properties. For example, differential planting of defensive hybrids and high-yield hybrids at varying seeding rates, depending on the differences in yield potential across the field. Those are the three considerations that you may be considering late into the spring as we get prepared for corn planting. As Mother Nature allows, I wish you good luck in your corn planting this spring, but it may be another few days before we truly get dried out and up and running. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection. Extension Connection is a weekly radio show on Tuesday mornings as a project of OSU Extension and WMTR Radio. Catch us again next week. I'm Eric Reeker for Extension Connection. Have a great week, Fulton County.